USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Great Britain continues today, having had his meeting with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. It follows an interview he gave on Thursday with The Sun, in which he was very critical of May's so-called soft Brexit policy, saying it could threaten any U.S.-UK trade deal.
I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
What did she say?
She didn't listen. No, I told her how to do it. That will be up to her to say. But I told her how to do it. She wanted to go a different route.
In the same interview, President Trump also criticized London's mayor, saying he's soft on terrorism. A new Gallup poll says 64% of Americans believe that abortion should stay legal, while 28% say they'd like to see Roe v. Wade overturned. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Yesterday, FBI agent Peter Strzok was grilled at a contentious hearing by House Republicans about anti-Trump text messages that he exchanged with his then-mistress at the FBI during the 2016 presidential campaign. Now that woman, Lisa Page, will be testifying behind closed doors today to the committee. An outbreak of a stomach illness is being linked to McDonald's salads. Officials in Illinois reporting 90 cases of cyclosporine since May, and Iowa's recorded 15 since late June. Illinois health officials say about a quarter of the people infected reported eating McDonald's salads just days before they got the illness. The parasite can cause severe stomach cramps, nausea, weight loss, and other problems. McDonald's cooperating with the CDC and FDA investigating the source of the outbreak. Remember, you can find us online anytime. Just go to usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The charge is now dismissed, but a cloud hangs over the arrest of Stormy Daniels, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Stormy Daniels should never have been arrested at a Columbus strip club, according to the chief of police, and she's launching an investigation to determine if her officer's motives were improper. Chief Kim Jacobs says she'll take the heat for the arrest at Siren Strip Club, where Stormy was busted for touching an undercover vice officer during a performance. As TMZ reported, the arrest was bogus because the law only prohibits touching by dancers who perform regularly at a club, and Stormy was a featured guest for only two nights. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, tells MSNBC.
Here's my view of this, okay? I think this is ridiculous. I think it's an absurd use of law enforcement resources.
Daniels canceled her Thursday night performance at Sirens due to security concerns.
The biggest wildfire in the country is now nearly contained, as the Martin Fire in northern Nevada is 95% contained. In the week since it began, it has scorched over 435,000 acres, though luckily in a very remote area of Nevada. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says it won't honor wide receiver Terrell Owens individually at next month's induction ceremony. The executive director telling the Talk of Fame Sports Network the focus will be on the guys who are there in Canton. Owens said last month he would not attend the ceremony and will instead give an acceptance speech at his alma mater. And this is USA Radio News.